Divorced or punched on her big mouth. You're my sister, so I can't divorce you.
My name ain't Jack, and I don't get scared by no beanstalk.
Where's my gold paint?
How should I know where your gold paint is?
Because every time it's missing, you come up with a new pair of psychedelic dungarees.
You can never find nothing. Now I know why you can't paint. You can't see. Hey, JJ.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, that's the street hustler. Don't you know what today is?
Yeah, Blue Monday, followed by Broke Tuesday, followed by Disastrous Wednesday. From there, the rest of the week go downhill.
Today is the beginning of Black History Week.
Well, Sweet Daddy Williams is black.
But you should be painting someone more relevant to black history.
Relevant? Are you jiving? Sweet Daddy Williams owns 3 apartment houses, 2 Cadillacs, and a Lincoln. Ain't never worked a day in his life and ain't never been to jail. He's the same dude that got shot 5 times and ran 7 miles to the hospital. Now, if that ain't black history, I don't know what is.
Council is sponsoring an art show this week. If you had a better painting, you might win a prize.
Well, if I can get Sweet Daddy Williams together, we just may make that scene, Michael. But first, I gotta go downtown and get some art supplies.
How you gonna get art supplies? You don't have any money.
Never bothered Robin Hood.
You better not let Mama hear you say that. Wow! Out of sight! This is fantastic. When did you paint this, JJ?
What?
This.
Oh, last week.
What is it?
I call it Black Jesus.
Black Jesus. Now, this is what the brothers need. Groovy, super, heavy.
Relax, Michael. It's only a painting, not the second coming.
Hey, Mike, what's happening? Nothing. Hey, Thelma, how you like this? What is it? Don't show your ignorance. This is Black Jesus. Black Jesus, my foot. That's never wino. You mean the dude who's always walking up and down the street drinking wine and preaching? Never wino, better known as the ghetto prophet. Yeah, he's always predicting the end of the world and asking for a dime for some wine so he can die happy.
Which he does every night.
JJ, you sure know how to pick your models of wino Jesus.
It's only a symbol of Jesus.
Hey, JJ, you should enter this into the exhibit.
No way. Now, Sweet Daddy Williams here is one of a kind. Just a few finishing touches, and he's gonna be ready for black history.
Sure is a shame to keep this in the closet. Hey, since both are just symbols of Jesus, a black family should have a black symbol.
If Mama sees that there, she's gonna kill you. Jesus may have your soul, but Mama gonna have your behind. You gone now, baby.
Come on, put that magazine down and get in that kitchen and clean it out.
Hi, Mama. How's things down in the laundry room?
Well, I had a chat with Princess Grace and Elizabeth Taylor. The princess was rinsing her husband's shorts, and Liz was waiting for her diamonds to dry. Now, move out of my way. I got work to do.
But, Mama, what about the...
Honey, why do you keep jumping up in my face? I know what you look like. Now, move.
What's
Well, I hope the space lab is out of the way because I am just about to go into orbit. I don't have to ask who hung this here Michael Evans, but before I hang you in its place, why?
Mama, it's just a symbol of Jesus.
Well, hello, symbol, and goodbye.
J.J. painted him.
Don't finger me, Michael. I had him in the closet where he wasn't performing no miracles for nobody.
Mama, couldn't we at least let Black Jesus hang alongside?
Forget it. The only Jesus I know is him, and the one thing he don't need is a partner.
Mama, how do we know Jesus wasn't Black? He could have been from the lost tribe of Israel. They were supposed to be Black.
I bet they were. If ever people were lost, we're it.
Now just hush up, both of you. This picture has been in my family for as long as I can remember. When I was a baby, I don't know what I saw first. My mama, my papa, or this Jesus. Now he's the one I know and love. So let's close the subject. Jesus was Black. The Bible would have said so.
But it does say so.
What are you talking about?
I read about it. It's in Revelations chapter 1, verse 14. I read about it in Muhammad Speaks. It says, his hair is like wool, and his eyes are like flame of fire.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. You sure do say that, don't it?
And see, Mama, look at her hair, like wool, ain't it? And look at them eyes, red like fire.
Yeah, they sure is. Jenny, how come you decided to paint this?
I don't know. All of a sudden, I just had divine thoughts on my mind.
And for JJ, that's a first.
What, having divine thoughts?
No, having a mind.
I guess I ought to be grateful for JJ having Jesus on his mind in any color.
Then we can hang him on the wall, Mama?
Well, now,
please, Mama.
All right. But just for Black History Week. After that, he comes down.
Good. I'll go get it hooked for it.
Hi, I'm Malona. Fly me. Fly me straight to the kitchen, pour me a cup of coffee, and make it like I like my man. Hot, black, and strong.
Malona, don't you ever come in without making a joke.
No, but I was out with one last night. 5 feet one, 250 pounds, bald-headed, with 8 pair of hands. All working at the same time.
One of them was. Well, at least you had a night out. Where'd he take you?
To see the day of the dolphin. Do you know what it's like watching a dolphin while you're trying to fight off an octopus? Young man, not home yet.
No.
Which one of his three underpaid jobs is he working overtime on?
He had to take off from work this afternoon and go down to the Internal Revenue. They gonna audit him.
Thanks, baby. Audit him? What for? They disallow the use of his yacht for business?
I don't know what's going on. They said in the letter that they claim he owes them $110.
You got to be kidding. The president made $200,000 and only paid $710.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what kind of deduction he put on his return.
Took Israel to lunch.
Hi, Malona.
Hi, Grant. What got there?
This is Black Jesus.
Oh, that's nice.
He's hanging there for Black History Week. Junior painted him.
Oh. Thelma, when I sent you into the kitchen, I told you to clean, not lean.
Junior, what made you paint Black Jesus?
His face came to me in a vision.
Mm. It seems to be coming to me in a vision, too. It's Ned the Wino.
Uh-oh.
Would you say that again?
Uh-oh.
I meant her.
I said it's Ned the Warner.
No wonder his eyes are red like fire. It's from drinking Muscatel. Michael, did you know this was Ned DeWino?
Sure, but that's not important. It's just a symbol.
It is important. Junior, before I tear your divine skinny arms out of your divine string bean body, why did you pick up all people Ned DeWino for Black Jesus?
Well, he passed out in the gutter, and he's the only one who holds still long enough to pose.
Does it? Black History Week or no Black History Week, he's coming down off that wall and out of this house. Take him down.
Have no fear, because Santa Claus is here.
Hey, Santa!
Gentlemen! Thelma, this is for you.
Hey,
and this for my little man. You ready? Set, put, put. JJ, here you go, man.
Thanks, Dad.
Mm-hmm.
Cooler, new pair of sneakers.
Just what you need for your next protest, March, huh?
Too much! I may wear these outside my clothes!
James, I want to know where you got the money.
Wait a minute, baby. I got one more magic trick for you. Now just turn around and close your eyes.
James.
Turn around and close your eyes, baby.
Oh, all right.
All right, now just keep your eyes closed.
Oh.
All right, babe, open your eyes.
James, this is the coat I wanted!
What did you do, James? Go partners with the Chicago police?
I love having a coat to keep me warm, but I don't want one that's hot.
It come right from the Internal Revenue.
I thought you owed them.
I did, and I paid them out of what they owed me.
What?
You remember last year all that money was spent on that operation you had?
Yeah.
Well, babe, it turned out that that money was what they call a medical deduction. After I finished paying them, I still walked out the door with 140 big ones. I tell you, Floyd, I can't believe it. It's like we all of a sudden got a miracle.
You got some money back from the Internal Revenue don't mean he had anything to do with it.
Baby, I don't know what you got against Black Jesus, sir.
Nothing, except I got a lifetime contract with the real one here.
Maybe you ought to hold out for one season, see if he comes up with better terms.
James, that is pure blasphemy, and I'm not gonna have you talking that way in this house. Where you going?
I'm gonna enter Sweet Daddy Williams in the art exhibition.
You gonna enter a street hustler? The only prize you'll win is from the mafia.
Ain't no doubt I'm gonna win. Already got my acceptance speech memorized. Ladies and gentlemen of the awards committee, I humbly accept first prize for my masterpiece. Time does not permit me to thank everyone involved, but I would like to thank a few people who made this possible. First, my mother and father, who made me possible. And also my sixth grade teacher for not turning me into the principal when he discovered my first painting in the boys' bathroom. And last but not least, I'd like to thank myself for being the ebony genius that I am.
If he don't win first prize for talent, he's bound to win it for guts.
I'm gonna leave it up to you, Mama. Fix anything you want for my victory dinner. I'll tell you something, baby. If this painting here brings Junior as much luck as it brought me, you can start fixing that victory dinner right now.
Oh, James, one lucky break don't mean a thing.
Hey, Ma! Dad! You'll never guess. Something I always wanted.
What is it?
You know Larry Williams? He asked me to go to the Isaac Hayes concert tonight. You know, the Larry Williams asked me. Oh, Ma, can I go?
It's all right with me.
Okay.
Thanks, Ma. I'm so happy. This is my lucky day.
Oh,
it still don't mean a thing.
It don't, huh? Looks to me like Black Jesus is doing his thing real good.
Thelma going to an Isaac Hayes concert don't exactly compare to the miracle of the loaves and the fishes.
Daddy, I'm going to be the foxiest sister at the concert.
I know you will be, baby.
Oh, thanks, brother.
I hope you're proud of yourself, James. Now you got her worshiping a wino.
Baby, all I know is things are finally getting together. The Evans family's starting to get some luck.
James, luck is not what Jesus was sent to us for. He was sent to us to teach us humility when things are going good and faith to carry through when things are bad. Now get this straight. Jesus has nothing to do with luck.
Hey, man, your number hit. Your number came in. Pennies get you 150 of the long green. Oh, have mercy. Oh, BJ, you really got us a roll going, baby.
James, you know that's just another coincidence. Anyway, you promised you wouldn't gamble.
This ain't gambling. With this dude blowing on the dice, ain't no chance of me crapping out.
You talking that way, there's every chance of me walking out.
I know you wouldn't leave me now. Not just when things are starting to go good.
That's the best time. I love you too much to leave you when it's going bad.
Florida, I got something to tell you.
Is it good news?
Yeah.
Don't tell me.
What's happening, Willona?
Well, that good luck hanging there is seeping right through the walls into my apartment. I just got a call from the octopus asking me for another date.
That don't sound like good news.
Well, it is. I just found out he owns a gas station. Now I'll be able to say those three little words.
I love you.
No, fill her up.
Too, huh, Willona? I just hit the number.
Out of sight, Black Jesus. You really turning it all, honey.
Don't you two understand? It's still just a few other coincidences.
I just got $5.
Oh, no! Where did you get $5 from?
Well, I was walking down the street, and there was this accident. And the guy in the car gave me $2 to say that the guy in the truck did it. And the guy in the truck gave me $3 to say that the guy in the car did it.
Did you see the accident?
Nope.
Then why didn't you give those people their money back?
I tried to, Mama, but by then a cop came and nobody wanted no money back. Hey, no, I just got $5.
Great, Michael. Well, how do I look? This is what I'm going to wear tonight.
Oh, honey, let me look at you. You look just like I looked 5 years ago. 10.
Mm-hmm.
15, and that's my last offer.
Yeah, Thelma, you look just fine. Ain't nobody gonna be looking at Isaac Hayes at that concert tonight. Look here, take $5 spending money.
James, she already got enough money to go on a date with a boy, $1 and a dime. A dime to call me if she need me, and $1 to get home if she can't reach me.
Dime, hell. Keep the $5. Let the boy know he's going out with a rich man's dog.
Well, I'm going to go back to my place and wait for some more good news. Maybe they'll call to tell me that my ex-husband's double hernia came back. And I'm getting custody of the trust.
Well, what you got to say now, woman?
Just one thing. Mm. I've had it with everybody believing in this. Ned DeWino is going back to the closet. Let him perform his miracle of the mothballs.
No, Black Jesus is going back up on the wall where he's going to continue to perform the miracle of the Evans family.
James, you...
Now, that's final, baby. Now, look here, Florida. You got any other explanation for all this good luck we've been having?
Yes, I have.
What?
Has it ever occurred to you that this is the first time this family sat down for more than 5 seconds discussing the Lord?
Maybe that's why all your good things are happening.
Now, look, baby, I'm not putting down what you believe in, but I also ain't giving up the first good thing I ever had going for me.
All you got going for you is superstition.
Now, you call it what you want, but, baby, it's working. Now, look, I got an interview for a job tomorrow, and it's a good one and steady. Maybe this time they won't turn me down because I only got a sixth grade education. Florida, I got a feeling I'm going to get it. And with Black Jesus' help, baby, I could work myself up to foreman, then plant manager, then owner of the factory. Oh, that's asking too much, huh? I'll settle for foreman, BJ.
You know, I done settled for a straitjacket.
How you sound?
Look, James, don't you know, I'm wishing all the best for you, too. When you go on that job interview tomorrow, I'll be praying for you.
Baby, you can pray all you want. Now, he ain't gonna hurt, but he's gonna help. Hey, Junior, how'd it go?
I didn't even enter.
Huh?
When I got there, eight other dudes had a painting of unique Sweet Daddy Williams. I think he's this month's Jet Magazine centerfold.
Hey, Jet, did anybody have a painting like this?
No.
Like I told you in the first place, this is the one you should enter. The Pan-African Council would really dig it.
Maybe you're right, Michael. Maybe that's the kind of job they go for.
Now, wait a minute, Junior. You ain't gonna enter that in the exhibit.
But, Dad, it's his best shot.
Yeah, well, it's my best shot, too, son. Now, I need him here, Junior. He's made things happen for me. Now, you got a lot of other paintings, son. There must be something else you can enter.
Nothing else is good.
Yeah, well, you're gonna have to find something, Junior, because my luck ain't leaving this wall.
JJ couldn't win a prize with any of his paintings anyway. That's how much you know JJ has real talent.
Yeah? Well, if he's got real talent, how come he never sold anything?
He will. Just give him time.
He's had lots of time, but nothing's ever happened. He said he was gonna be star of the basketball team, and the coach dropped him after the first practice.
That's only because he was too tall. When he jumped, his nose got caught in the net.
There, he's clumsy.
That's enough of that, children.
He's not supposed to be an athlete. He's an artist.
An artist? He's an amateur.
Thelma, that's enough of you putting your brother down.
No, Ma. Maybe Thelma's right. Where I get off thinking I could win a prize anyway? Need a whole bunch of talent and training for that. I ain't even close.
And now you hold on just 1 minute, Junior. You're my son. And the last thing I ever want to hear you doing is running down your own thing. Now, painting is your thing, ain't it?
Well, I want it to be.
Well, all right, then. Paint on.
What you gonna do, James?
Look, I know what I'm doing. Just let me deal with this. Here, son. You take this down to the art show and you take it down there proud. Because you got just as much chance of winning as any of the rest of them cats.
But what about your luck?
Junior, that's your painting. It ain't mine. I ain't got no right to it. Well, don't just sit there with your butt glued to the chair, man. Get up and get to stepping.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Dad.
All right. Junior, you think maybe you could get it Xeroxed?
Don't that make you feel good?
Yeah, baby. But you know what, it made me feel a whole lot better if I'd have waited another half hour before I got rid of Black Jesus.
For what?
By then, the results would be in from the last race in Hialeah.
James!
Hey, Junior. How did it go?
I lost.
Oh, son, I'm sorry.
That's all right, Mama. Van Gogh wasn't famous until after he was dead. I ain't even lost an ear yet.
Wait a minute, Junior. Put him back in the closet.
Huh?
Oh, he ain't brought you no luck. I think Black Jesus' winning streak is over.
Okay.
Put him back on the wall, JJ.
Huh?
You mean that, baby?
We might as well have both of them up there. With this family, we can use all the help we can get.